Bin Laden's death photos won't be released, but Christians are likely to remain the scapegoat of extremist rage. Crackdowns in Uganda spark the rumbles of revolution, and we'll tell you the redemptive side of a playground theft. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. The debate over the release of photos proving Osama bin Laden's death has sparked international conversation concerning believers. Secular and religious sources alike acknowledge that Arab Christians may face the brunt of revenge attacks following the al-Qaeda leader's death. Paul Estabrooks with Open Doors USA says,
"The Christian community are seen as the opportunity to take revenge when emotions become flared from all that's happened with this killing of Osama bin Laden."
Christians are often the scapegoats for the offenses of other Christians or of Americans in Muslim-dominated nations. Even secular sources have been quick to report on past incidents that indicate believers are not safe. But amidst the concern, Estabrooks reminds us to pray for persecutors.
How we respond to all of these things gives a different perspective to the rest of the world, because the rest of the world is revenge-driven.
Pray for believers to be bold. Muslims continue to flock to Christ. Next, Ugandan lawyers began a three-day strike on Wednesday to protest the government's treatment of demonstrators complaining about high food and fuel prices. The government fanned the protests into a riot with a fierce military crackdown. An uneasy calm has returned to Kampala. Worldwide Christian School's Dale Dielman says, because of the difficulty situations like this present,
this is one of the reasons that we decided to go toward decentralization as much as possible a couple years ago, to empower and to encourage our national partners to organize and develop their own programs.
Turns out, the curriculum they're providing to train teachers doubles as an evangelism tool. One of their trainers discovered she was working with people who needed basic discipleship.
In the middle of this training, she was able to perceive that this was really an opportunity to present Christ to them. And it became a salvation story.
There's much more to this story at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. There's a lot to pray for on America's National Day of Prayer today. Join with us in praying for the persecuted church in the Middle East that may face retaliation for bin Laden's death. Pray for rebellions in Syria and Libya and elsewhere to be settled peacefully. And pray that believers in Japan would not grow weary acting as the hands and feet of Christ. Evangelist Luis Palau has an online prayer broadcast at 8:30 a.m. Pacific Time, and our website has more details. Meanwhile, a couple of months ago, we reported a story about aluminum thieves who made off with the platforms of playgrounds intended for the poorest kids of Peru. Kids Alive International's Rich Anderson says the story since then has been one of redemption, but it didn't quite go the way he thought it would.
The thieves were never caught. The playground equipment was never recovered.
But God turned the whole situation around. Publicity from the news coverage brought blessings that allowed them to ship to Peru on schedule Monday.
Going to be building one in Andahuaylas in the Andes Mountains, one in Pucallpa, which is in the Amazon rainforest, and one in Pachacamac, which is a slum community outside of Lima.
More importantly, Anderson says the playgrounds are tools for ministry.
It brings in additional kids who want to come to our Christian schools and want to get involved in our after-school programs as a result of that playground, and that's where they hear about Jesus. You know, the playground itself, it's not going to lead somebody to Christ, but using it as a tool to bring those kids in and then sharing Christ with them, that's what we're all about.
And with Mother's Day just around the corner, you might be sweating it to find the perfect gift. Well, what if celebrating your mom could also celebrate moms living on less than a dollar a day around the country? Bright Hope International is selling handcrafted gifts by women who've started businesses with microloans. Purchases of jewelry, journals, and even coffee will all provide support and the gospel to struggling women while also blessing your own mom. Check it out at our website. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sammy Tippett Ministries is offering you the book, Praying for Your Family. Through this book, you'll learn foundational principles and biblical truths that'll enable you to pray effectively for your family, your first mission field. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828, or you can click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.